This is one of the problems Jamadhyandya faces, is the wrong publicity. And sometimes we are being deliberately ignored in the public eye. If Hazur would guide us, how as individuals hang on the one level to overcome this problem. There are millions of people who have not heard the correct message of M.D. yet. And in this connection, Hazur, in one of your sermons, Friday sermons about 2.5 years ago, you mentioned whenever there will be a persecution of Jamaat, Allah will create conditions that all political environment in Pakistan and around and the world will tolerate. And this may lead to wars and even to the threat of nuclear wars. As the conditions today exist in Pakistan and around in the world, would it be correct to interpret that this is Allah's plan and a grand scheme which will further Ahmadiyya's cause? How could we propagate this message?
I was under the impression that I had already spoken on these two issues. But you have surprised me by reminding me that still the Jamaat is awaiting instructions on these heads. In sermons, various sermons, in instructions to Jamaat Ahmadiyya, in messages, I have tried to express myself so clearly on these issues, so many times, that it is indeed a surprise to me that still there is some ambiguity about it. The whole world is awake, Jamaat Ahmadiyya, I mean, and that is the spirit of the world, and they are trying at their own respective levels their best to convey the message of Ahmadiyya and contact the media.
We are still media, ignored, sir. We have been still ignored.
Well, only prayer can be done for them. I mean, prayer should be made to Allah, and constant effort should be continued. That is all I can say about it. If you keep your eyes wide open, if you look out for possibilities in various directions and contact the right people in the right manner, you will gradually gain ground. And this is what is exactly happening. More and more people in the world are now becoming aware of the not only existence of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, but good qualities of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. And in this respect, the negative propaganda of Pakistan government has done a lot in our favor. Previously, the world governments, many world governments who had never heard of Ahmadiyya, have now become not only familiar but sympathetic to the cause. They try to understand, and also, as I have mentioned before, the Arabs, for instance, they were completely cut off from Ahmadiyya for the last so many years, and they thought the Arabs could not accept Ahmadiyya, embrace Ahmadiyya at all, as if we are totally entirely unacceptable to them. But this negative propaganda of government of Pakistan has aroused curiosities and questions and so on. The result is that during the last year, about 100 Arabs have accepted Ahmadiyya with the grace of Allah. So, in every direction, this is just an illustration. More and more people are now being acquainted. And this is done both by the collective efforts as well as individual efforts. All that I can advise again is to make further efforts, to enhance your efforts, your activities. And that is all. And whatever is left out should be complemented with prayers.